Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. We are the show that gives you the latest medical information, but much more importantly, we give you the information about what you should do about the news of the week to make sure you're living at the top of your curve till very near the end. The stories today: drugs, alcohol, and suicides contribute to an alarming drop in U.S. life expectancy. That's only from 40 to 55. You make it to 65, you'll live a lot longer. We'll come back to that. Life expectancy at age 65 increases. The flu update: flu shot effectiveness is less than thought. Don't avoid getting the flu shot. Even if you haven't gotten it yet, get it. And I'll tell you why we say that. Acne can increase the risk for depression. Yeah, if you've got acne and you're a woman, you're twice as likely to be depressed. And if you look at it, women in general are twice as likely as men. So you're four times as likely to be depressed than the average guy you're with. Scientists aim at joint injuries that can trigger arthritis. What do I mean by that? We'll tell you. Everyday noises may cause increased risk of heart disease. Does your colonoscopy raise your risk for appendicitis? The answer is yes, but what do you want to do about it? Cancer from cell phones. New study says no need to hang up, but come back. It's a study in rats. We want the human data. Mumps booster and a new shingle shot are part of the new vaccine guidance. And a brain implant improves memory. And then what the heck are they doing in Chile? Banning Tony the Tiger from cereal box. Really an important thing that is happening in Chile. And we'll tie that because we talked to our guest, 879B, Dr. Shir Sagar, who wrote the book Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, a wonderful book on chronobiology, that is, what time you should do what. Well, we talked to him about what they're doing in Chile, and you'll want to listen to that interview, as well as I'm going to tell you what they're doing in Chile as the last part of the news of the week, because it does have important implications for what you might do. Let's go and take the quick hitter first. Mumps booster and a new shingle shot are part of new vaccine guidance. The new vaccine recommendations published this last week show that you should get a booster shot in case of outbreaks, especially if you were born after people over the age of 50. And people over the age of 50 should get a new Shingrix, Shingrix vaccine, which protects better and more safely than the old Shingrix vaccine. So if you've been about 10 years since the old one, get the new one and get the booster at the same time for measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR. Remember what Dr. Oz and I did? We interviewed 150 experts on all sides of the vaccine issue in 2007-10. And what did we find? Well, no one will talk to us anymore. But what we found is vaccines aren't safe, but the benefit to risk ratio is 40,000 to 1. It's like you won the lottery 40,000 times. That is, you're 40,000 times more likely to have a benefit in preventing a serious problem than will cause a serious problem. Doesn't mean they're safe, but they're a heck of a lot better than nothing. The next story I want to do is drugs, alcohol, and suicides contribute to an alarming drop in U.S. life expectancy. That's right. In 1960, the life expectancy in the United States was about 70, and was about 60, and we've extended it. No, I'm right. I was right. It's about 70, and we've extended it to 78.6, but that's a drop of 3/10 of a year in the last 2 years. First time that it's ever dropped 2 years in a row since 1960. Why? Because suicides, gun violence with suicides, gun violence without suicides, opioid and opioid if you will, or alcohol and opioid-induced suicides and killing yourself with those have increased. So the guys who are dying is exactly guys. It's white men between 40 and 55 that have the increased death rate that's causing us our life expectancy to decrease. Once you make it to 65, how long we live? 88.7. That's still expanding. So we're doing much better, but we're 35th of the 35 developed countries in life expectancy at birth, largely due to those suicides and homicides and overdose deaths. So what's the message for you? The message for you is make it to 65 and you're much better off. And if you've got a friend who is abusing drugs, or you know of someone, or a family member, get them help, because it's not a good way of dying, and you don't want to shorten your lifespan.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
The flu vaccine down to 17% effective. What do we mean by that? It means that in 17% of the cases, getting the flu vaccine this year, which is against four viruses, was 17% effective at preventing any disease from those four viruses. But, and especially 17% effective against H3N2. But that doesn't mean that everything else was the same. No, getting the flu vaccine 10 years in a row, or even getting it this year, decreases the severity for both this year and all future years when you get that, if you will, specific viral component. So the point is that when you get this, it decreases inflammation in your body. That's why it decreases heart attacks and strokes much more than it decreases just whether you get the flu or not. It does decrease the severity strongly. Next thing I want to talk about is acne. Well, we know acne is a bothersome thing. It increases your risk of depression twofold. And as I said, men get depressed half as much as women. So a woman with acne who's 40 is four times as likely to be depressed as her mate. What about the noises every day? Well, everyday noises are those that you hear when they're honking horns and the jackhammer outside the window. Well, for many of us, it's a source of stress. And guess what? It's not only a source of stress. Anything over above 60 decibels, which is that conversation in an office, such as the sound of a dishwasher or a jackhammer, etc. And a jackhammer, by the way, is usually around 100 decibels. The noise on an airplane to take off, 120 decibels. Those things cause enough disturbance that they increase your risk of heart disease, of plaque breaking away, and stroke. What's the message? If you're going to be in an airplane for a long time, get noise-canceling headphones. Same thing if you've got noises, loud noises outside your office or your bedroom where you sleep. Like a train runs by, you want to get these noise-canceling headphones so you don't get the illness that the noise-canceling headphones might cause. I've got only two more stories that I really want to cover. One really badly, the Chile story about obesity and what they're doing about it in Chile. And a couple more short hitters. Could colonoscopy raise your risk of appendicitis? Yes. In the 51 weeks that follows a colonoscopy, the risk of appendicitis increases as much as 12-fold. What does that mean? It means that if you get a colonoscopy and you get abdominal pain, call your doc and ask, do I have appendicitis? Because he may not know about this increased risk of appendicitis from colonoscopy. You want to trigger it. Another short one, but very important one, a brain implant improved memory in this trial. This is a trial of in people who were given a pacemaker that sends electrical impulses into the brain when it's struggling to store new information, but it remains quiet when it senses the brain is functioning well. So it picks up on the electrical signals of the brain. And what it does, and this was at the University of California, San Francisco, so this is a very important study from a very skilled team. They looked at the precise patterns for each person's high-functioning state when memory storage worked well and in the low-functioning mode when it didn't. And then they were able to simulate that high-functioning when you went into low-functioning, and it improved memory recall by about 15% in this small trial. I don't know whether it'll be available. I don't know when it'll be available. If you want to do something about it now, call Dr. Chang. Let's see what his first name is. I think it was Edmund Chang. I'll get the exact name, who is at UC San Francisco. The article is in Nature Communications about a week and a half ago, and it is Edward Chang, EDWARDCHANG, who's a professor of neurosurgery at UC San Francisco. The last story I want to talk about is one that I was fascinated by. 75% of all people, this is amazing, 75% of all people in Chile are either overweight or obese. They're overtake us. We exported our bad habits really well. We're only at about 60%. We're 50% under the age of 18, and much lower under the age of 12, and 67% over the age of 18. So we're about 60% overall. They've overtaken us. They're at 75%. 50% of those under the age of 12 are obese or overweight in Chile. And so they've taken a war. And thank God someone's realizing how serious this is. We need a World War II effort for our health, but they've done it. And what they've said is they've banned a lot of advertising. They've changed the packaging. Boxes of Nesquik powder no longer include Nestle's hyperkinetic bunny. Gone, too, are the dancing candles that enliven packages of M&Ms. Cereal bars, yogurts, and juice boxes produce products long advertised as healthy, natural, fortified with vitamins, now carry one or more of the black warning labels. A bottle of Great Value brand Light Ranch dressing displays all four warning labels as it's made high in salt, sugar, calories, and fat. This is, if you will, they're taking it so they require absolute honesty. None of this advertising gimmickry in food labels. Is that good? Well, we're going to find out if it worked in Chile, but every place in the world, it'll take a few years, every place in the world needs a World War II effort, or we're going to have so much chronic disease, we are going to have a financial and, if you will, a cultural crisis. What do I mean by that? You're going to have rationing severely for medical costs, and maybe only the rich will be able to afford effective drugs. Maybe only those under 50 will get therapies like that are important. It's not, that'll disrupt society and kill us. So we've got to do something to stay healthy. That's why the Cleveland Clinic plan has been so good. And hopefully we'll find out whether Chile works or whether there's another mechanism, but we need to find a mechanism to stay healthy. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. I'm even going to tell you my full email, drmikerealage@gmail.com. I normally say email me questions at ageproof.life or at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. But today, I'm so interested in this, you can email me at drmikerealage@gmail.com. I'll try and read them all. Maybe we'll have some of them on the show. Your thoughts about what Chile is doing, and is this the right World War II-like effort to change health, or are we going to have to do something else? You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual, and tune into the interview with Dr. Shir Sagar, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. It's a great book. He gave a wonderful interview. Please do listen, and please enjoy life and live at the top of your curve. Tune us in again next week. Every Tuesday, there's a new You, the Owner's Manual podcast of the news of the week and what you should do about it to stay at the top of your curve, and an interview with usually controversial guests on books they've written where we probe to get what it means for you to pay attention so you'll know which of the books you should read and which you shouldn't read. This is Dr. Mike Roizen thanking Ben for great engineering, and especially you, and by the way, I should say producer Donna, for the great guests, and you for downloading us, listening, and rating us. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.